This is the tax update for the week beginning 3rd September, and we begin with a reminder that many golf clubs will be awaiting the outcome of the Bridport and West Dorset Golf Club, which has been heard by the Upper Tribunal and has been referred to the European Court. There are 458 golf clubs following this case, and the issue is whether or not visitors' green fees are liable to VAT, with HMRC insisting that green fees for temporary visitors should be standard rated, and the golf club arguing that the European exemption to be found in Articles 133 and 134 provide it should be exempt. We need to keep a watch on this because substantial sums of money are involved. But while it's being resolved by the courts, HMRC do not propose to settle claims, as in their view, the decision of the first tier tribunal in favour of the golf club was wrong. HMRC have published new advisory fuel rates for employers to reimburse employees and company cars. There's not really any change in the petrol or diesel figures, but it's interesting to note that HMRC use a price of £1.40 per litre, and I can't find any place that sells diesel at that price. In fact, the cheapest I can find is £1.42.9 per litre, and that means that for every mile that an employee covers in business on an over 2 litre diesel, they're actually a half a pence out of pocket on HMRC's figure. Now, it's supposed to be a deregulatory measure, and it seems to me that HMRC have lost sight of what that should entail. A piece of good news is that HMRC have published guidance on the VAT cost sharing exemptions, which will be of particular interest to non-profit making organisations and small businesses. Charities in particular should be taking a look at this, because the exemptions to be found in Schedule 9, Group 16 of VATA 1994, and there's 25 pages of guidance with the usual links to be found in the notes that accompany this podcast. But it should be relevant because it allows services, but not goods, to be provided on a cost-sharing basis if you meet the conditions which I've set out in the notes which accompany this podcast. HMRC have also announced that they've updated and published 356 pages of revised statements of practices and extra statute concession to recognise that in law civil partnerships between same-sex couples should be treated for tax purposes the same as married couples. Probably not before time, but it does seem to me that in times of cutbacks, this is one of the things that they might have economised in doing. And finally, we've got the banking sector tax shield statistics, which HMRC have published, and they show a fall in the year ending March 2012 compared to the previous year, largely because corporation tax receipts have gone down and the banking levy, which was a temporary levy, was not applied in the later year. I was singularly unimpressed last week when I heard that Mr. Clegg was advocating a temporary tax on the wealthy to help close the budget deficit, because what we need is stability and a return of confidence, and what we don't need is politicians seeking the oxygen of publicity and putting forward ill-conceived and ill-thought-out suggestions that we should destabilise the tax system further. And with that, I'll say thanks for listening.